I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Federal disaster relief could be coming this week for communities affected by Hurricane Michael. Aid promised to South Georgia farmers had been stalled by the partial government shutdown earlier this year. Georgia's legislative delegation introduced a disaster relief package for those impacted by hurricanes and wildfires in California. According to Georgia Senator David Perdue, President Trump will sign the legislation once Congress approves it. First Lady Marty Kemp is leading a new initiative aimed at combating human trafficking in the state. Tuesday, Kemp announced the creation of the Georgians for Refuge, Action, Compassion, and Education, or GRACE Commission.
Right now, this very minute, there are fathers and mothers who have loved ones caught up in this evil industry. There are women and men out there who need those in public life to stand up and say something because they do not have a voice. We will give them a voice.
The commission will include several organizations working together to root out trafficking rings around the state. In 2017, there were 276 human trafficking cases reported in Georgia. The Grace Commission's membership is expected to be announced in the coming weeks. A former department administrator at MARTA has been sentenced to 16 months in prison for her role in stealing $520,000 through a fake invoice scheme. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Tuesday that Janita Williams and then Senior Director of Operations Joseph Irvais issued fake invoices on behalf of vendors from 2010 through 2016. It says the pair used the fake invoices to authorize payments to the vendors, who then funneled most of the money back to Irvais and Williams. Irvais was sentenced in 2018 to nearly 3 years in federal prison. He and Williams were each ordered to pay more than $522,000 in restitution. One of the vendors, Farrell Williams, was also sentenced last year to 8 months in prison. Well, 11 counties in the center of the state are working together to ramp up solar power use in the region, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
Solarize Middle Georgia is a project backed by Chambers of Commerce in Macon-Bibb County and 10 other nearby communities, as well as some churches. It's aimed at getting homeowners to buy lots of solar panels and battery storage through a single vendor. Seth Gunning is with the vendor, Creative Solar. He says bulk buying the hardware saves money.
Everyone pays the same price. The more businesses and homes that we can get to sign up for the program, the lower the cost is for everybody.
The hoped for payoff for the cities is cleaner air. Bulk buy distributed solar production projects have been done in 11 other spots around Georgia. A number of informational meetings on the Middle Georgia Project are planned through Thursday. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And in sports, Atlanta's incoming professional rugby team will be called Rugby ATL. The team, which begins play next January in Major League Rugby, is the only pro team within a six-state region in the South. Currently, the Rugby League has 10 teams, with the closest to Atlanta being the New Orleans Gold. Details on the stadium, players, and scheduling will be announced later this year. And the Atlanta Braves look to continue their two-game winning streak when they play the St. Louis Cardinals in preseason baseball action today. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.